USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weather on this Labor Day 2020 will be idyllic in the east, according to forecasters, with mid-80s and low humidity across much of that region. But the southwest will suffer under another day of a major heat wave. California's power grid operator is thanking folks for conserving power so far this weekend, avoiding the need for them to impose rolling blackouts. But they say such action is still on the table if power demand soars. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming a report from last week that a deal's been reached to avoid a government shutdown.
We'll do this separately from the CARES Act negotiations.
Mnuchin telling Fox News Sunday the agreement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on a so-called clean continuing resolution, as in pork-free, and would probably last until after the election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Labor Day, created to honor the economic achievements of American workers. Some thoughts on the 2020 observance of the holiday from John Clemens.
Despite the challenges of COVID-19, we should be grateful for those working in the grocery stores of America and for those who supply product to those supermarkets. I spoke to Leslie Saracen of the Food Industry Association, FMI.
I'm grateful for the thousands and thousands of grocery workers all throughout the country who have day in and day out paid attention to the details of the work they do. They've maintained the discipline of the sacrifice and service to their communities, as they always do. They've had to overcome a lot of fear and, frankly, fatigue to show up for work every day because the rest of us in this country are depending on them.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Labor Day, first celebrated in 1882, it became a federal holiday in 1894. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump saying on Sunday the Democrats, the media, and Big Tech's massive disinformation campaign are a danger to the nation. He said they all create fake stories and then push them like has never been done before, in his words. He tweeted it's even worse than the 2016 campaign. His remarks come after The Atlantic published a story quoting him as supposedly disparaging American soldiers who died in World War I. The Rochester, New York police chief says the people arrested during protests over Daniel Prude's death in that city are from all across the nation. LaRon Singletary says there have been arrests made where people have had addresses from as far away as Alaska. Meantime, the chief says he has not offered to resign, nor has he been asked to step down. The mayor, Lovely Warren, gave Singletary a public vote of confidence, saying he's the right person for the job. Prude died in late March after a spit hood was put over his head, and he was also held on the ground by several officers. And tennis player Novak Djokovic makes an early exit from a major tournament, now apologizing after he was disqualified from the U.S. Open for striking a line judge with a ball that he hit out of frustration. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.